Hello and welcome to another episode of Lampardy. I am your host, Jake Lewitt from Life Versus Film and Deep Blue Sea, the podcast. And this is another monthly episode of Lampardy. This is the March 2021 episode. We have three contestants for you, different contestants than last month. That's how it works now. And they're all going to compete in our Jeopardy-inspired movie trivia game, Lampardy. And this week we have, this month even, we have two former Lampardy winners and someone who's competed a couple of times, I think, has yet to win. We'll see if we can even that out a little bit. We'll see. But joining up, first up, we have one of the reigning Lampardy champions is Dylan Fields, founder of The Lamb. Dylan, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you. It's a long time, first time, but not first time. It's just been a long time.
First time in this format, I don't know.
Sure, that too.
Second up, we have the first ever winner of Lampardy, who seems to have forgotten that he ever won Lampardy. From the MILFcast, it's Kai Parker.
Oh, I could have sworn you were talking about me. That's so funny. I know I had to go against, like, Tank a few times, and it's impossible to win against him, so...
You won the first ever game back a decade ago, I don't know, and then you appeared on the Lampardy... Our 300th special show, where we had all the previous Lampardy winners. You were on that one as well.
Sounds about right. I tried to come on more, you just never invite me, so thanks for having me.
And finally, we have Kai's co-host from the MILFcast. This is going to be a fun show. She's played Lampardy before, but she's never yet to win. We'll see if that changes today. It's Heather Baxendale.
Hello. I will not be winning today because you made me come on here with Kai and Dylan, and I had no idea I was going to be on with Kai and Dylan, and I just talked to them like 6 hours ago.
And the funny thing is, when he said somebody that hasn't won, I pointed to me, and she nodded yes. So that just explains our entire dynamic.
No, I knew I had one. And the last time I was on, I was doing Celebrity Lampardy. So I was doing Britt Grimes. And I just kept answering every question.
Carl?
Laurie's a whore.
Oh, those were fun. Fun times, those Celebrity Lampardies. We should bring those back.
I've got to do stuff and things.
Yeah. This is also the first Lampardy I've recorded with the cameras on. And I don't like it. But there we go. So, let's play Lampardy, shall we? As always, there's two rounds. Each round has six categories. Each category has five questions in ascending points order. The first round, those are 100, 200, 300, 400, and 500. They double for the second round. There's daily doubles dot around in various places. We'll deal with those when we get there. You buzz in by yelling your name. You do not answer until I have called upon you, just in case. And if you get the question right, you get those points. If you get the question wrong, you lose those points, and you must answer in the form of a question for no reason whatsoever. Okay, so first round.
Do you hate the camera because your background is weaker than ours?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Exactly. Yes. And I already have two other things to be looking at. So.
How have you talked to people for the last 13 months? You should be used to this by now.
I still have to go to work, but yeah. So it's different.
It's just a British thing.
It's a British thing.
Yeah, it feels like
we have our own strain over here. So yeah. So for the first round, the categories are. Opposites Attract, starring James Arness as Matt Dillon. That's the category from Nick Rehack, so thanks, Nick. Best Songs, Murphy's Law, Roll Call, and The Person in the Place with the Thing. I'll put those in the Skype chat. So once again, those are Opposites Attract, starring James Arness as Matt Dillon, Best Songs, Murphy's Law, Roll Call, and The Person in the Place with the Thing. Now, Dylan, you won the toss beforehand, so you get to pick the first
roll
category.
Roll Call for 100, please.
Okay, in Roll Call, I'm just going to list off five characters played by one actor. You tell me which actor has played all of those characters. So, for 100 points, Billy Nolan, Sean Archer.
Dylan.
Oh, God, Kai.
Dylan.
I'll take the other one.
I just know the name Sean. Who is John Travolta?
That is correct.
Wow.
It would have been Chili Palmer.
I was hoping you were going to spin that.
Oh, Chili Palmer.
So yeah, Billy Nolan's from Carrie, Sean Archer from Face Off, Chili Palmer from Get Shorty, Tony Manero from Staying Alive, and Danny Zuko from Greece.
Danny Zuko.
So, Dylan,
in the words of a former Lampardy contestant, let's keep it going.
I don't know what you mean. For 200 points, which actor has played Elena Vlaslov, Natalie Jones, Shank, Giselle Yashar, and Diana Prince?
Dylan.
Who
is Gal Gadot?
That's correct.
Shank?
from Ralph Breaks the Internet, The Secret to Wreck-It-Ralph. Shank and Giselle.
I'm told I should see that, but I haven't.
It's fine.
And I won't.
300, please.
That's a daily double.
Damn it.
Early on with the daily double. Dylan, you have 300 points. No one else has scored yet. You may bid up to 500. What would you like to do?
Let's make it a true, not true daily double with 500.
Okay, 500.
More than true.
So, Dylan, for 500 points, which actor has played Neville Flynn, Stax Edwards, Russell Franklin,
oh God,
Gator Purify, and Ordell Robbie? Neville Flynn, Stax Edwards.
He's good.
Russell Ooh. Franklin, Gator Purify, and Ordell Robbie.
No,
it's fucking me up. As I feel like it's two different people that played the last two characters, but I gotta.
I gotta pay attention to character names when I watch movies.
Who's James Franco? Is what I've got.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
Yeah, come back to Earth.
We were looking for... Who is Samuel L. Jackson?
Oh, Stax! Stax!
Neville Flynn is next to the plane.
I kept going between him and Will Smith, and then I was like, no, it's neither.
Gator Purify is from Jungle Fever. Ordell Robbie
is
from...
What is the name of James Franco's character in Spring Breakers?
Oh, that's Alien.
That's Alien, dude!
Ordell Robbie from Jackie Brown. Stax Edwards from Goodfellas. And Russell Franklin, of course.
That's why I thought I'm going to be Sam on the list.
I almost precogged that on the first one, just to take a shot at it.
Well, Dylan, you still have control of the board, although you are now in negative points.
What a massive fuckery. 400.
Okay, for 400 points, everyone's back in. Who played Veronica Quaife, Barbara Maitland, Muriel Pritchett, Dottie Hinson, and Thelma Dickinson?
Dylan.
Heather!
Wow, here's what I complain about.
Dylan.
You got a 50-50 chance. Can I get the names one more time?
I'm sorry?
Can I get the names one more time?
I do next, though. I'm second.
Fine. Veronica Quaife, Barbara Maitland, Muriel Pritchett, Dottie Hinson, and Thelma Dickinson.
Who is Gina Davis?
That is correct.
From
The Fly,
Dottie.
Beetlejuice.
Well, obviously, we didn't know it until it got to the last one. But then,
Dottie.
No, I got Dottie Henson.
You know, my head went straight to Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, it's a League of Their Own is Dottie Henson.
I know.
Yeah, Vera Pritchett from The Accidental.
I love A League of Their Own.
I'm pretty sure I've seen none of those movies. Wait, that's not true. I've seen that one, Louise, at the very least.
You should see A League of Their Own, Dylan. It's great.
Yeah, Dylan.
It's on
the
my
Fly.
List.
You haven't seen The Fly?
It's one of the few baseball movies
I've not
I
seen. The Fly. Oh, did you have Long Kiss Goodnight in there?
I was tempted to, but I'd already had a Rennie Harlan film in the previous question. So.
500.
For 500 points, which actor has played Mason Storm, Augustino Finn Adair, Detective Gino Foligno, Casey Ryback, and Dr. Wesley McLaren?
God damn it.
Oh, wait, say those again,
Mason Storm, Augustino Finn Adair, Detective Gino Foligno.
Kai. This is not right. Can I have the last two at least? Go ahead, say the last two.
Casey Ryback and Dr. Wesley McLaren.
Fucking fourth one, totally now.
No, it threw me off, actually. Who's Sean Connery?
Oh, sorry, that is incorrect.
Right. Yeah.
Dylan?
Casey Ryback and...
I feel like you're on the right track, though, Kai.
I get in on the one I don't know.
Three. Two.
Dr. Wesley.
One. We're looking for who is Steven Seagal. Casey Ryback is from Under Siege.
Yes!
The others are Hard to Kill, Beyond the Law, Out for Justice, and The Patriot.
Wait, my dad would be so disappointed in me.
He played Dr. Wesley McLaren in The Patriot, apparently.
Yes. And come on, Dylan. It's Steven Seagal. He can play anything. Yeah. He's amazing and versatile.
I've been training with the Miami Police Department.
Okay, Dylan, the ball is yours. Where would you like to go? Kai's gone outside.
Let's go to the person with the place with the thing with the stuff for 100.
Okay, in this category, I'm going to describe a murder from a film as though it was from a game of Clue.
Clue!
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you the character... The location and the weapon. And you tell me which film that murder takes place in.
Got it.
how many points?
100.
Okay, for 100 points, Norman Bates in the shower with the knife.
Dylan.
Heather.
What is Psycho?
That is correct.
I'm used to trick questions from our quarantine Jeopardy that we've been doing, so I'm thrown off by straightforward trivia these days. Like, wait, there's going to be a...
There's some kind of twist to screw with you.
That was like the opening question to kind of show how it works for this one. So.
Also, different people have different gauges of difficulty, and I'm more in line with yours, Jay, whereas Heather has questions about obscure Stargate characters for, like, the $100 question.
Yeah,
but there was... Okay, first of all, that was not... And second of all, there's at least five people in Quarantine Jeopardy who got...
I'll take the next one for 200, Jay.
Okay, for 200 points.
Still salty.
The Joker in the boardroom with the pencil.
Heather!
Kai.
Oh.
With the pencil?
Yeah.
The Joker.
Dylan.
Heather.
Wait, what's the category?
You're saying the film. What film does this murder take place in?
The Dark Knight.
Dylan.
The Dark Knight?
I'm sorry, Kai, you didn't answer in the form of a question. I cannot
answer.
Dylan.
What is the Dark Knight?
That is correct. Kai, I'm sorry, I tried.
I hate the form of the question.
I like the one gimme rule, sorry.
I hate the form of the question as well, but there we are.
But it is the game.
It is the game.
It makes no sense. It is what makes it the game. 300, please.
Okay, for 300 points. Xenia on a top in the hotel room.
Heather. What is GoldenEye?
That is correct. In the hotel room with her thighs.
It was a great kill. It was a good death.
Heather, you have control of the board.
Let's keep going. This is great.
Okay, for 400 points, Gaia Grimsrud in the cabin.
Dylan. What is Fargo?
Jesus, that is correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the wood chipper.
just suggested someone go into a wood chipper today.
Oh, yeah? 500. Yeah.
For 500 points.
That was a great idea.
The bird in the bird's nest with the three hungry baby birds.
Okay, my first thought went to go to Dumb and Dumber.
Mine went to Dr. Seuss. Well, first it went to Dumb and Dumber, then it went to Dr. Seuss. So I'm...
The bird in the bird's nest.
With the three hungry baby birds.
So three birds ate a bird.
No. Not necessarily.
Now, the bird killed the bird's nest with three birds.
The bird committed a murder bird's nest with the three hungry birds. So the three hungry baby birds were the weapon the bird committed a murder in the bird's nest.
I feel like it's Angry Birds.
Do it.
That was a movie.
Is it really a bird?
It's really a bird.
We were doing so well. I guess this is why it's 500.
We're looking for what is A Bug's Life.
Oh, God.
Because that's how that film is. Fine.
Wow. I've not seen the end of that movie, and that is jarring.
One of my favorites. Okay, Dylan, the board is still yours. We have everything left in Murphy's Law, Best Songs, starring James Arness as Matt Dillon, and Opposites Attract.
Murphy's Law for
one. Okay, these were submitted by Todd Liebenau, Forgotten Film. Thank you, Todd. These questions are all about Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
Okay.
For 100 points, did you say?
Yes.
Okay, for 100 points, it's the name of the dragon voiced by Murphy and Mulan.
Shit. Oh, God. I hate myself.
Nope. I don't know.
Oh, my God. My daughter's
donkey. It's donkey, right?
Donkey.
Why
nice
the dragon?
You got there, Shrek.
Voiced by Murphy in Mulan. I thought this was a gimme.
Hey,
yeah, this is a gimme.
It was 20 years ago, maybe.
I'm. Three, oh my god! No.
Two. One.
Gizmo.
Kai. Has such a short name, Kai. That when you start saying it, you kind of finish saying it at the same time.
Yeah. It's not right, though.
Time's up.
But it's fun to answer.
I'll say who is Mushu.
That is correct.
Oh, thank you. Fuck.
And the board is yours.
We could do that again.
Okay, for 200 points, it's the movie that earned Murphy his only Oscar nomination.
Dylan.
Ah.
What is Dreamgirls?
That is correct.
300.
In retrospect.
300 points. In Coming to America, Murphy plays the heir to the throne of this fictional...
Kai. What is Zamunda?
That is correct.
Murphy's Law for 400?
For 400 points. It's the title of the movie being made by Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy in Bowfinger.
Kai. Oh, no. Retract match.
I'm not sure you can retract.
You cannot do it.
Just going to lose the points I just made. Yeah,
I can't remember. KFT, keep it together, Kai.
What is Bowfinger?
Yeah. Sorry, that is incorrect.
Yeah, I know.
Dylan or Heather, would you like to have a guess?
Not touching with a 10-foot pole.
Okay.
It's on the tip of my brain, but I'm not going to
go for what is Chubby Rain?
Oh, Chubby fungus. KFT, keep it together.
Kai, the board is still yours.
500, finish it, please.
Okay, for 500 points to date, it is Murphy's only directorial effort.
Oh.
Is it the one that Landis
Dylan.
Did?
What is...
Kai. I'm going to jump off.
I'm oscillating between a couple. What is Harlem Nights?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, Landis did Vampire in Brooklyn.
So we are halfway through round one. I'll give you a quick scoring update. Kai is currently in third place with -700. Heather is second with 300. And Dylan is in the lead with 1,600 points and has control of the board. We have everything left in Best Songs, starring James Arness as Matt Dillon, and Opposites Attract.
I'm very confused by the James Arness as Matt Dillon one. It seems backwards, but Nick did it, so I'm game. 100.
Yeah, you and me both. This question is all about actors that have appeared on Gunsmoke, the longest-running show on American TV, apparently.
Oh, it's that Matt Dillon. That's why it makes sense.
It has nothing to do with Gunsmoke. Don't worry.
Okay.
Oh, good.
These are actors who happen to have been on it. So
okay.
Each question starts with In Gunsmoke, but just wait to the end of the question. And I haven't heard of this show before. So, for 100 points, in Gunsmoke, he was Gershon Gorofsky. But on film, he was Hooper in Jaws.
Why am I blinking?
Dylan.
Kai.
Dylan.
Who's Richard Dreyfuss?
That is correct.
Oh, good job.
So, yeah, the game's just here to confuse things.
Richard Dreyfuss.
I can never remember the other actors' names from Jaws. Peter
Shaw.
Roy Shaw. There you go.
Robert Shaw.
Yeah, I just blanked on all three.
Same. 200.
For 200 points, in Gunsmoke, he was Billy Kimbo, but on film, he was Frank Booth in Blue Velvet.
Dylan. Dennis Hopper.
That is correct.
300.
For 300 points, in Gunsmoke, he portrayed Tuck Fry, Fred Garth, Orv Thompson, Ben Stone, and Edmund Dano, but on film, he was Dallas in Alien.
Dylan.
Wow.
Who's Tom Skerritt?
That is correct. Very close guy, but Dylan was just ahead of you.
Heather is going to slit her wrists because she didn't get that one. And I really wish I was like a Gunsmoke aficionado and could just like smoke these before you even got to the easy part.
Dylan, you're like smoking us and everything anyway. Doing it faster is just salt. And
it would just be funny if people actually knew Gunsmoke is what I'm thinking.
No one does. I swear Nick didn't even know these. For 400 points, in Gunsmoke, she was Marianne, Patricia, and Susan Sadler, but on film, she was Eleanor Arroway in Contact.
Dylan.
Who's
Jodie Foster?
That is correct.
She was a child actor. She was on a ton of things, so it doesn't surprise me.
I could have sworn, whatchamacallit, Raging Bull, or...
Yeah.
No, Taxi Driver was one of the early ones. But anyway,
finish off. For 500 points, in Gunsmoke, he portrayed Lou Stone, Judd Print, Doyle Felger, and Guerin. But on film, he was Woody Grant in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Dylan.
Who's Bruce Dern?
That is correct. That is a clean sweep for that category.
Oh, Nebraska. I was thinking of the... Never mind.
Oklahoma.
Let's go to the song one.
Best songs. These were submitted by Howard Kasner of Rantings and Ravings and the Pop Art Podcast. Thank you, Howard. I'm going to name a film that won the Best Original Song at the Oscars. You tell me what film that song appeared in. So, okay. For 100 points, this is not the lyrics, it's just the name of the song, don't worry. For 100 points, Shallow.
Dylan.
Hi.
When is Star Is Born?
That is correct.
200.
For 200 points, When You Wish Upon a Star.
Kai. What is Pinocchio?
That is correct, apart from the pronunciation.
That's up to, you know, tomato, tomato. I don't know what they do over there where you live, but let's keep going.
For 300 points, it's hard out here for a pimp.
Kai.
Dylan.
Kai.
What is Hustle and Flow?
That is correct.
400.
For 400 points, Falling Slowly.
Oh, God.
Dylan.
What is Once?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, yeah.
500.
For 500 points, The Windmills of Your Mind.
Holy shit.
The Windmills.
This is from Terry Gilliam's Don Quixote movie, right?
I couldn't possibly say.
The Windmills of Your... Oh, wait. Fuck it, Dylan.
Dylan.
What is Moulin Rouge?
Sorry, that is incorrect, but I like the thinking, because there is a windmill in that film.
I like the negative 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes us not that much closer.
Any guesses for the windmill of your mind? 3,
no.
2, is 1.
It Beatles there? Movie? Is it the Beatles movie or something?
No, it is the Thomas Crown Affair from 1968.
Okay. Fair enough.
We have everything left in Opposites Attract. And I'll just say, in this category, I've taken the name of an Arnold Schwarzenegger film, and I've worked out what the opposite of that name would be. For example,
the
film good. Junior would be Senior. So if I would say Senior, you would say, what is
my God,
Junior?
This is my new favorite category. Ever.
Yeah, these are fun to do.
Really cool.
So, where would you like to start?
Let's start with 300.
Okay. For 300 points... Before English.
Oh, God.
Did you say before English?
I did say before English.
What's the opposite of English?
It's true, yeah.
America! Just kidding. Not the
American, if anything, please. Yeah.
If you keep getting on my pronunciations, I'm out like Pierce Morgan.
3, 2...
After
Russian.
We're looking for what is Aftermath. Aftermath.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
No. Oh, as in the school subject math, I think. Yeah, okay.
That's a stretch, Jay.
I know.
Yes, that works.
What's the opposite of math? I'm sorry.
opposite of English is grunting.
I'm trying to find what is the opposite of math. That's the way I was going.
Anyway. Geico.
You still have 1, 2, 4, and 500. What do you want to do?
100.
100 points. Prey.
Kai.
Dylan.
Kai.
Predator. Well, it is Predator.
That is correct. You caught yourself.
200, please.
For 200 points. The Walking Girl.
Kai.
Kai.
Predator.
What is The Running Man?
That is correct.
400 points.
For 400 points. Cooked Ripoff.
Heather.
Heather.
Kai.
What is Raw Deal?
That is correct. Yeah. And there's only one left. 500 points. What is the opposite of Pencil Lead?
Dylan.
Dylan.
What is Eraser?
That is correct.
Oh.
Again, it would be ink.
That was
so
clever. I was thinking ink in my head, but that was clever. That was clever.
Other
I was
ones
waiting
I had...
for the True Lies one the whole time.
Other ones
Me
I had
too.
Was False Truths would be True Lies. The First Sit instead of The Last Stand. Start of Weeks instead of End of Days. And Blue Cold instead of Red Heat.
I am stealing that category.
They are fun to make.
This is great.
Yeah, fun and easy. Dylan won that one. So that's the end of round one. Our scoring update. Kai is in the positives. He has 100 points. Heather has 700. And Dylan has 3,600. And before we get into round two, let's get to know our contestants a little better, shall we? Take a moment to have a little chat about some films. So, over on Deep Blue Sea, the podcast, we've just finished covering Deep Blue Sea one chapter at a time. And I was wondering, if each of you had to pick a film or a franchise to discuss either 1 minute at a time or one chapter at a time, just to dig in deep and do like many, many episodes based on one film, what would you pick?
Tremors.
Tremors, oh, I like it. I don't think anyone's taken Tremors yet. You could do that. That's available.
Yeah, you could.
Why Tremors?
Jurassic Park or Tremors, but yeah, Tremors. I'm sure you probably...
Tremors is a much better answer. Everyone's done Jurassic Park, probably.
Jurassic Park has been done. Someone has done Jurassic World Minute, and then the sequels. I think they're nearing the end of Jurassic World.
Yeah, I'd love to do Tremors.
What is it about Tremors?
I don't know. And you know, I got obsessed with it before it even came out. I remember watching the summer before it came out, just... all of the trailers and previews of just Kevin Bacon standing on the edge of the freaking cliff, and that's all it was for the most part. So then I saw it, and I was old enough to where I could rent it myself, and my mom works in a video store. So I just came in like twice a week and rented it over and over and over again. I even remember the Darkman trailer at the beginning because I watched it so much. Like, I watched it like 100 times that year. Until I finally started going, all right, I'll effing forward through this damn Darkman trailer.
Would you stop at the first one, or would you do the whole? There's like seven of them at this point.
Nope.
I could do all of them, but I would. The first two are really the most fun. The third one. Trevor, is fun.
Heather, have you seen the entire Tremors expanded universe?
I've only made it to four, which I know is...
Shame on you.
It's one of those things where I go, I'm going to watch that today. And I'm like, today is not that day.
Fred Ward needs a paycheck. Come on.
Well,
I want to give him money. One of my favorite lines is, I've out of ammo. I'm out of ammo. That's never happened to me before. I think it's the third, at the end of the third one.
Well, with Deep Blue Sea, we finished the first one split up to 33 chapters, so we did each of those. But then two and three, there's two and three, they're both up into 10 and 11 chapters. So it makes it a lot easier to break the film up into those. We're three chapters in so far. But okay, Dylan, what would you pick? What would you talk about?
If you had I feel like Kai wanted to speak for me here. Did you? What was that about, Kai?
No, I was just asking how your plane ride was going.
That's fantastic. I would probably settle on Fletch just because it's a 35-year-old movie that probably hasn't had it done. Outside of that, I would go for something like Raiders, which I'm sure has been done, or maybe Amelie, which may or may not have been done.
I don't think anyone's taken Amelie yet, but yeah, the Indiana Jones boys, they're on Crystal Skull at the moment. They took a hiatus in the middle of Crystal Skull a little over a year ago.
anything he's going to be happens. Done quickly, so yeah, I'd do Fletch.
Nice. Kai, any film that you'd be interested in doing?
I don't know about interested. I might do Tenet just because I don't get it. And if we sat and looked at every fucking minute, I might have a basic understanding of what the fuck happened. I would lean towards the Matrix or the Fight Club, probably because they work on a couple different levels, and there's a lot, like Matrix in particular has a lot going on below the surface in the subtext that I think would be really interesting, or anything with Roger Deakins, because I read an article once just breaking down his shots on Prisoners and how brilliant they were, and so I think deconstructing how he shot a film and talking about that would be really cool.
Nice. Yeah, with the Matrix, I think there was a Matrix minute going on. I think Matrix is fine, so I haven't like dug into.
Mine would be better.
I'm sure it would be.
Mine would be good too.
But you'd have things like the animatrix and the video games, and there's a lot of.
No, I don't have to. It's my podcast, Jay. Thanks.
But I'm saying if you talked about the Matrix, that's areas you could dig into it to expand.
Yeah,
it.
Need more material.
Yeah, and there's the sequel.
And I played the.
Any good?
I like the one. There's the one. I think it's with the ghost or whatever, where you play as a. Jada Pinkett Smith, or...
I played that one.
That one was fun.
Yeah, nice.
Enter the Matrix.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, you're right.
We've got two future podcasts after, once we've finished in Deep Sea, we've already bagged Event Horizon and Con Air to go through.
Con Air!
But I would desperately like to go through all of the Pixar films. Just every
Why
Pixar
not
film.
Just
yeah.
do the same movie over... and over again and do like Lake Placid.
Because Lake Placid is terrible. I hate Lake Placid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Deep Blue Sea is a work of cinematic genius.
Deep Blue Sea has a third act. Lake Placid does not.
Hate me.
But it doesn't have Betty White.
Right. That's. I mean, okay, if Deep Blue Sea had Anaconda. Betty White, it would be
I changed my vote. Anaconda. There's snakes out there this big.
Anaconda is.
I saw that movie in the theater. It was so bad.
But yeah, I like Anaconda. I'd be up for doing that. But Con Air's going to be fun. Looking forward to that.
Con Air's great. Yeah. Oh, I love that movie.
Hummingbird.
Later this year, hopefully. We'll see. Right, let's get into round two. The points have doubled. 200, 400, 600, 800, and 1,000 points in each category. And those categories are How Do You Meet, Guillermo del Toro, Double Doc Features, One-Eyed Jacks, Movie Maker Mashups, and nothing to do with your colleague, Kai, Rhyme Time. It just happens to be the same category.
Oh! Yeah, get the new album. Hey, is it How Do I Meet Guillermo del Toro?
No, different category. How Do You Meet?
I met him at Palm Springs once.
Guillermo del Toro, Double Dog Feature, One-Eyed Jacks, Movie Maker Mashups,
Q&A of Pan's Labyrinth.
Kai, you are in third place. You get to pick where we start for round two.
It's bullshit. Heather's had one answer. I've answered 50, and I'm somehow in last.
Because many of your answers have been incorrect.
Two or three, you chill out. It doesn't matter.
I gotta go, my boy. Rhyme Time.
Okay, so this is one of my favorite categories now. I'm gonna ask you two short questions, and the answers to both of them rhyme. So I need the answers to both, and the answer to both questions for the answer to get the points. So for 200 points. The film for which Scarlett Johansson was criticized for playing an Asian character, and the TV show prominently featuring Elizabeth Berkeley before she starred in Showgirls.
Kai. What is Ghost in the Shell and Saved by the Bell?
That is correct.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Rhyme Time, 400, please.
For 400 points, Mel Gibson in Braveheart and Daniel Craig's second Bond film.
Dylan.
Oh. I had to think about it.
What is William Wallace in Quantum of Solace?
That is correct. I just go through my life trying to think of things that rhyme that are film-related at the moment. Just for
600, please.
For 600 points, the pet-centric family comedy whose sequel was The Revenge of Kitty Galore, and the terrible comedy starring Tim Allen and John Travolta going through a motorbike-themed...
Dylan.
Oh, God.
What is Cats and Dogs and Wild Hogs?
That is correct.
That's a fun time in some cities.
800.
For 800 points, Soderbergh's North Carolina heist movie dubbed Ocean's 7-Eleven, and the fourth film in the Child's Play franchise that introduced Jennifer Tilly...
Dylan.
Kai! God!
What is Logan Lucky and Bride of Chucky?
That is correct.
Yep.
Way too fast.
Let's finish it off.
For 1,000 points, he played John McClane's son in Die Hard 4.0, and the Nicholas Sparks adaptation starring Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, God, they did a movie together.
I know the first part.
Right.
He played John McClane's son in Die Hard 4.0. Oh, his name is Liv Friel.
He's our generic white guy.
And the Nicholas Sparks adaptation starring Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
I'm really glad I don't know this is going to happen.
I know. I don't feel ashamed of not knowing a Nicholas Sparks adaptation with frickin' Miley Cyrus. I'm okay with that.
3, 2, 1. Do-do-do. We're looking for what is Justin Long, the last song.
Justin Long wasn't
Courtney.
His son,
it
was
Jack
it?
Courtney.
Right. Yeah, Courtney. Oh, shit, I got that completely wrong. I'm sorry.
It's his daughter in the one with the...
I forgot Justin that terrible Long. Film.
Yeah.
I don't have a spare. Can we...
we all get 1,000 points.
Hang on.
Yes!
We can do this, we can do this. Did any of you listen to the last month's Lampardy?
No.
Great, we'll just use the question for that one. For 1,000 points, the actor who created Wolverine in X-Men 2... and the location of Goldfinger's big plan. The actor who created Wolverine in X-Men 2. The actor whose character created Wolverine in X-Men 2.
Yeah.
And the location of Goldfinger's big plan.
Oh,
I only got half of it.
Three.
A big box.
Two.
Yeah.
One.
Bobby Sox.
We're looking for who is Brian Cox, Fort Knox.
That makes a lot of sense.
So yeah, it's glad that no one got any points for that one.
Gold.
Yeah, it was moot anyway, so good. Dylan, the board is still yours.
Pick a category since I can't see them for 200.
Heather, pick a category.
How about one-eyed Jack?
Yeah, the penis one.
These were
for 200, please.
These are not about penises. These was also sent in by Todd Lieberman of Forgotten Films. Thank you, Todd. These are all about characters with one eye. Simple.
More dick questions, Todd. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
For 200 points.
Next time.
I think Todd's going to send you dick jokes.
Maybe
for
dick
some
pics.
Reason.
For 200 points, it's the full name of the one-eyed monster voiced by Billy Crystal in two Pixar films.
Heather.
Wow.
Who is Mike Wazowski?
That is correct.
Adam is downstairs watching it right now, and that's what he calls it. He calls it Mike Wazowski. He doesn't call it Monsters, Inc. or Monsters Universe. Can I watch Mike Wazowski? You fucking can.
Heather,
you cursing him for that sweet question?
All right, let's keep this one going.
Okay, for 400 points, Kurt Russell first played this one-eyed anti-hero in 1981.
Heather. Who is Captain Ron?
Hi.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not sure what... Because like, Dylan buzzed in as Heather did to start with, but Kai buzzed in after she got it wrong. I don't know which way to go with this one. I'll go with Kai. Kai's in second, in third place. So Kai.
All right, who's Nick Plissken?
That is correct.
He was also one-eyed as Captain Ron, though.
Right, but if I finish the questions, and then again, 15 years later, I think you only played
Captain Ron. I know. Oh, it's my own fault.
Oh, Kai, the board is yours.
The next one, please.
Okay, for 600 points, when Jeff Bridges played this character, his right eye was patched.
But Dylan.
Dylan.
Who's Rooster Cogburn?
That is correct. When John Wayne did this, his left.
I'm still waiting for the twist on the question. I'm like, so... I don't want to get her up.
I think pretty much all these questions are straightforward. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dylan, what is yours?
800.
For 800 points, Angelina Jolie sports an eye patch in this 2004 sci-fi Dylan.
God.
What is Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow?
Correct. 2004 sci-fi flop.
That was awful.
I'm having a lot of fun being 1.5 seconds ahead of Kai every single time.
I think everyone is apart from Kai.
Also, let's go to the playback listeners. Go ahead and email Jay of the show. You know you heard me first.
The playback they'll hear is from my audio, where I'm definitely hearing Dylan first each time.
I'm hearing me way before you, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That one, yeah.
For 1,000 points, the one-eyed Emilio Largo is the villain of this James Bond film.
No.
No.
Damn you.
That's why it's 1,000.
Questions.
No, I don't have this.
3, 2, 1. Looking for what is Thunderball? The spare question was how many times has Sam Jackson played Nick Fury in the MCU?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
24.
It's 11. Well, anyway.
That's not right. Are we counting cameos? Like Iron Man? Alright.
I'm not doing that.
I say 24.
Can I get the categories again, Jay?
I suppose so. How do you meet Guillermo del Toro?
Do you meet for 200?
Okay. For how do you meet, I'm going to give you two actors who are in an off-screen couple. They are married, I think. I want to know the first film that they appeared in together.
I like it.
So some of them may have met on a TV show. I don't want the TV show. I want the first film they appeared in together.
Okay, use Miley Cyrus.
I'm not using Miley Cyrus, don't worry, in any capacity. So, for 200 points, fingers on buzzers, Courtney Cox and David Arquette.
Kai. They met on what is Scream.
That is correct. Where's my mouse? There it is.
I wasn't sure that was the first one.
Are they married when they appear?
It's the first film they appear in together. Their marriage doesn't enter into it, it's just the first film they both have to be in. That's important for a later question.
Continue, please.
For 400 points, Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar. Heather.
What is She's All That?
I'm sorry, Dylan. That is incorrect.
Kai.
Oh, no!
What is Scooby-Doo?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Heather again!
Dylan.
Oh, shit!
Yep, I did the same thing, Kai.
Okay, so I'm not even listening to you two because I had my own thought. What is Shit. What I was going to say, what is Cruel Intentions?
No, it's, sorry, I know what you correct. Did last summer.
Yes, I know what you did last summer.
Yeah.
Ah, wonderful. I thought it was Scooby-Doo as well, but apparently not. Dylan, the control... No, Kai, the ball is yours. Are we continuing?
She has a small rule, and she's okay. All that, too.
For 600 points, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
I really got to think about this one.
Oh, movie.
Yes, movie.
This is for 600?
Yes. They get more difficult.
I feel like it's I think I know, but I don't want to say and risk the points.
Well, I think I know, but you're not going to win if you don't play.
Way harder.
I don't want to go further in the hole.
Dylan. What is Where the Day Takes You?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. I trawled all of their CVs just to double check all of these. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett.
I do, but I'm not 100% sure.
3, 2, 1.
Is it After Earth?
Dude, it's what is Ali?
Oh shit! Yeah.
But they first met on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just saw that episode like a couple days ago.
Kai, the board is still yours.
Keep going.
Okay, for 800 points, Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem.
Oh, it's Kai?
Kai.
I was right. What is Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
Sorry, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
I think there was... Yeah, that was one before that. That's I'll bet it's
something by Almodovar.
You'd think, wouldn't you? 3, 2, 1.
He's smirking, like...
Do-do-do. We're looking for... What is... Jamon. I think it is from Almodovar. Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that. I feel fine for not guessing it.
Okay. Same.
Shall we just put this category to bed?
Please.
Okay, yes. For 1,000 points, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Heather. What is Overboard?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Mm-mm. Motherfucking cocksucker.
Oh,
that's,
shit.
That's the correct note.
That's the movie.
He's going to have, a cameo in Wildcats.
Like Wildcats, yeah. Yeah, that's where my Dylan, we're like same brain sometimes, man.
Not touching it.
3, 2, 1. Dude, we're looking for what is the one and only genuine original family band from 1968.
Totally.
He was
I think so. He was 17 and she was 23. He was one of the band members and she played Giggly Girl. So
there we go. I'm just curious. They didn't get together until 20 years later, right?
They didn't get until Overboard. I think that's when they
okay. Yeah, I think so.
Started. Yeah,
that's not where the category was. So you know,
Dad wasn't. He's right, so I was mistaken.
So we have everything left in Guillermo del Toro Double Doc Feature and Movie Maker Mashups. Kai, the board is still yours. Where would you like to go?
Movie Maker Mashups.
Okay, this is a little twist on the Movie Mashups category. I'm going to list 5 films. I'm going to list 5 films. The first 2 films have an actor in common. The last 2 films have an actor in common. And the middle film will star either one of those actors. Okay?
Okay.
And the answer I need is a mashup of those 2 actors' names.
Okay.
For example, if I would say Cliffhanger, Raising Kane, Night at the Museum, Meet the Parents, The Darjeeling Limited... The answer would be John Lithgow and Wilson. John Lithgow, Owen Wilson. John Lithgow and Wilson.
Okay, this is your Stargate, you two. Have fun.
So the fifth one is the one that they share.
No, they don't share. It's either
the
or.
The third one's the one they share.
No, they don't share. They don't
it's
share.
It's the link.
Yeah, and it's the third one. It's the third one. The third one could go either way. So the first 2 are one person. The last 2 are one person. The middle one could go either way.
Okay.
So for 200 points, Twister. Aliens, Weird Science, Little Miss Sunshine, Hereditary.
Dylan. Who is Bill Paxton, Toni Collette?
That is correct.
Okay. I see how it works.
Yes.
Guillermo del Toro for 200.
That's crazy.
Okay, these questions were sent in by Chris Darren from the Popcorn Auteur. They're all about Guillermo del Toro, who's their actor of the month, I think. For 200 points, this actor brought numerous Del Toro characters to life, such as the Fawn.
Dylan. Who's Doug Jones?
That is correct. The Pale
okay,
Man.
Okay, this is so funny. I couldn't remember his name. I was asking you guys last night because he played a great Wendigo on a show called the horror show that was on NBC, Fear Itself. And I couldn't remember his name, and I tried to ask you guys, and you drowned me out last night. I would have got it. God damn it.
No.
Wendigos are awesome.
Hi.
All right, let's go back to the mashup for 400. I just need a break in between.
For 400 points, The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, The Last Airbender, Dodgeball, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
What was the third one?
The Last Airbender. So The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, The Last Airbender, Dodgeball, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
I have two sides here. I don't have the middle of my TIE fighter. I can't make it fly.
Oh, God.
Tony Collette again?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
I'm stumped on The Last Airbender. I can't make the connection. But I've never seen the live action. I watched the whole show. It was great, but I never watched the live action film.
See, I think The Last Airbender is correct, but I meant to write Lady in the Water. So,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, Lady in the Water, Dodgeball, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. But I think The Last Airbender is still correct.
See, Dodgeball and Rogue One, for fuck's sake.
I was thinking Solo the whole time you said, until like the third time I heard Rogue One.
He's probably thinking Justin Long again. It's the wrong person.
This is the right person. The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, Lady in the Water, Dodgeball, Rogue One.
I know the two actors. I don't know the middle one.
There's only two actors.
There's only two actors?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just merge their names together. There'll be an overlap in their names somewhere.
But there isn't.
Okay.
Dylan.
Oh, God.
Who is Bryce Willis Dallas Howard?
I'm sorry, Dylan, that is incorrect.
No.
No,
it's,
no.
God. Who do I look like, Heather?
I know that's who it is.
But that's what am I getting
wrong?
I know,
okay. I'm doing part of this, too. So there's two actors, and I'm merging their names together.
Yep.
Oh, I'm thinking Solo again. Is she in Solo?
What was the fourth film?
Dodgeball.
You got the right person, Kai. Yeah. You just can't think of his name. I know his name, and I know the first person's name, so I don't understand how they work together, because they don't.
I kind of want to just let this play out forever, but also I feel like we should end it.
I got it. Kai.
Okay, Kai.
M. Night Shyamalan... To Dick, who is?
Thank you.
Who
is? You yes, you got there. Yes, that is correct. M. Night, who is?
Okay.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Wow, I was not.
Okay, I wasn't putting the Shyamalan into Tudyk. I immediately put him aside.
You've
got to
put
no,
the Shyamalan into Tudyk. You've got to put it. Anyway.
You okay. Did, and you did it well, and I couldn't figure it out.
Right, well
so.
Done for getting there, Kai. Well done.
Thank you. Can we do that again? I don't
know
why, but let's do it again.
For 600 points. The Magnificent Seven, The Towering Inferno, Sphere, Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Chicago.
Oh.
The Magnificent Seven, The Towering Inferno, Sphere, Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Chicago.
Sharing.
No one on the call looks like any of these actors.
That's where I went right to.
Sam. I think there's... Sphere, Icy Chew, and last one, I'm so sorry. When you're done drinking.
Chicago.
I don't remember Chicago for shit. Renee Zellweger's
I don't know. I know who was in Chicago. I don't know who the fuck was in Ice Age. And I'm not going to get any closer to guessing. There's too many good actors from
it's
Chicago.
It's a sequel, too. Was Ray Romano good in Chicago?
Maybe it's Renee Zellweger, because she's a squirrel in Chicago, so she could be a squirrel in Ice Age, right?
Maybe. Who could say?
Sphere, I know, and it's the same thing with Sphere. There's so many, and it might not even connect to that one. And I'm wasting all my time over there, and I shouldn't be.
Keen. I got two actors on.
You like this category, but it's very.
I can think of lots of actors in all these movies, but not how any of them tie together.
Okay. No.
Well, there's some carryover with the first two. I think there's more than one actor in those two movies, right?
And those are the two movies I can't name anyone from.
There's at least two people in both the first two films.
Yeah, and I think I know both, and I'm trying to pick which one, but then I don't. Sun or Ing.
Three.
Nope.
Two. One. We're looking for who is Steve McQueen Latifah. Queen Latifah. Steve McQueen.
I was thinking Queen Latifah too. I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Charles Bronson is only in Magnificent Seven. He's not in The Towering Inferno. Robert Vaughn is in both of them.
Okay, there we go.
Shall we carry on?
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
For 800 points, 50 Shades of Grey, The Mist, A Room with a View, Trading Places, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Wow.
50 Shades of Grey, The Mist.
I got one of the actors.
Trading Places. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
What was the third one Dylan talked about? I'm sorry.
A Room with a View.
Room with a View. Okay.
Okay.
I can't name anyone in fucking 50 Shades of Grey. I got the second actor, so yay me.
Can you name anyone from The Mist, Dylan?
Yeah, I can name almost everyone, but I don't know if they're in the other ones.
Yes, exactly. The Mist has, like, everybody that was ever on The Walking Dead, too.
I'll give you a clue. They were never on The Walking Dead.
That is helpful, actually. Thank you.
I haven't seen this, so I'm
lost. Dylan.
It's good.
Oh, my gosh, the black and white.
I haven't seen the black and white, but I love the color version.
Aren't there giant spiders in The Mist?
I mean, there's a scene.
Like spiders?
There's a giant enemy spider at the end, and then there's a few little ones.
Yeah, there's a few other ones.
There's other ones. Okay. I'm thinking of, like, the behemoth at the end.
Can I go halvesies with somebody who knows the first half?
I'm just really glad
I came up with the second half.
Because I don't have the 50 Shades of Grey actor, because who fucking wants to watch that movie?
No one. It's terrible.
Who was in Trading Places and... Oh, my God. I got that one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now let's think about this for a second.
This is just fun to watch.
Jesus. I forgot he's in it.
And I'll share the points.
Wait, is he in it? Or is he in Temple?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I hate myself now. I think he's in Temple of Doom.
Three, two, one.
Denholm Elliott.
Yes, we're looking for who is Marcia Gay Har Denholm Elliott.
Oh, my God. I was in my head, I went to Dan Aykroyd, but he's in, like, Temple of Doom for a minute.
That's not bad.
That was a tough one.
Okay. Let's kill this category. For 1,000 points. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the film. Dude, Where's My Car? Pretty in Pink. 48 Hours. Predator.
I can do this. I've got the first one.
Wait.
Dude, sweet. My brother and I are getting that tattooed on our necks. I'm serious.
One more time, Jay.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Dude, Where's My Car? Pretty in Pink. 48 Hours. Predator.
Oh, I hate that. I should know all these. Jesus.
One of these films doesn't have that many people in it.
Yeah, no shit. Let's start there.
Yeah.
Jesse Ventura.
No, I've got it. I can't think of his last name.
Okay. What were the first two? Say them again.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Dude, Where's My Car?
You should get the first one, Kai.
Pretty in Pink. 48 Hours. Predator.
I can't put them together. So it must be wrong.
Oh, fuck. I have 3/4 of it. Fair.
I have the one. I think I have the other-ish.
Bring those two hands together.
Well, what's the scoring looking like, Jay?
You have 5,800 points. Kai has 100. Heather has -900.
All right, I'm going to give it to one of you guys. You ready? I'm feeling generous.
Okay.
Who? Dylan.
Dylan.
By the way. Who is Christy Swan Sunny? What's her last name? Sunny Gray. I don't know.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Close. You're a surname away.
The one part is, I know what part is correct.
Is it Arnold or Arnold?
It's the guy that cuts himself.
Swan's Arnold. Swan's Arnold.
What's the name of the guy that cuts himself?
Billy. It's Billy. The Predator. It's Billy.
Is his name Sunny?
Billy's a bad man.
Okay, 3-2-1.
It's Christy Swanson. You were right about that.
Christy Swan Sunny Landham.
There it is. I was thinking Liston in my head. I couldn't.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, Kai, the board is still yours. We still have two daily doubles on the board somewhere.
Oh, shit.
We have 400 through 1,000 in Guillermo del Toro and 200 through 1,000 in Double Doc Feature.
Double Doc Feature 200.
Okay, these are sent in by Movie Rob from Movie Rob. These are all about documentaries and films that cover the same topic. So, yeah, okay. That's a fine point. So for 200 points, Robert Zemeckis directed Joseph Gordon-Levitt walking across the Twin Towers.
Bye.
Damn it.
What is Man on Wire?
That is correct. No.
Thought you were looking for two
No, I just...
Yep.
The second movie's called The Wire.
Yeah, it's called The Walk, actually, but yeah.
Oh, it's
Walk. So, Kai, the board is still yours.
Double Dog Feature?
Daddy Double. You have 300 points. You may bid up to 1,000. Dylan has 4,800. Heather has negative 900. What would you
do
like
this
to
out.
Do?
Truly, Daily Devil, just do it. Just go down on flames.
So for 1,000 points, this is just for Kai.
Of course it is.
Little Dieter Needs to Fly was retold in 2006 in this Werner Herzog war drama.
I've seen that movie. I just can't think of the name of it.
Which Little Teacher Needs to Fly? I don't know, so I'm going to take a guess, and that's probably bad. What is it? Oh, Jesus, the other one. What is Battleship Potemkin?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
It's the one with Christian Bale.
Yeah.
We're looking for God!
What is Rescue Dawn is what we were looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Damn it. All right, keep going.
Okay. For 600 points, everyone's back in. The 2009 non-documentary version of this 1975 film starred Drew Barrymore and Jessica Lange as a reclusive cat-owning aunt, Kai.
What is... Please be right. Grey Garden?
That is correct.
Good job.
Grey Garden.
Well done.
Yeah.
Please keep going.
For 800 points... 2011's Cinema Verite depicted the making of this 70s show, considered to be the first reality TV show.
This
2011 Cinema Verite depicted the making of this 70s show, considered to be the first reality TV show.
Battle of the Network Stars?
The first reality.
Three, two, one. Doo-doo. We're looking for what is An American Family.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I had another one.
Keep going.
Okay, for 1,000 points, Julia Roberts and James Carvel starred in the fictional and real versions of this film, both with the same name.
Yeah.
Heather.
Heather.
What is Aaron Brockovich?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Okay, then it's the one with the... Oh, Dylan has gone. I'll see it. I don't remember the fucking name right now.
Three. Two.
No, read the question one more time. Come
okay.
On, read the question.
Sorry. Julia Roberts and James Carvel starred in the fictional and real versions of this film, both with the same
name. Are you saying Carvel or Carville?
Carville.
C-A-R-V-I-L-L-E?
C-A-R-V-I-L-L-E.
Yeah, like the bald guy.
I don't know. It's not my question.
Dylan. What is Charlie Wilson's War?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Those are both good guesses.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was the one about the boy, but it's clearly a political film.
She's right. Been... Wait, did you say the year?
I did not.
Okay, because I'm still trying to figure out what it is.
Count it down, I guess.
3, 2, 1. Dude, looking for what is Our Brand is Crisis.
Oh, God, that little movie.
It came out. It stopped coming out. I don't know.
Isn't that Sandra Bullock?
Is it?
I still wouldn't have gotten it, but I wouldn't have guessed Aaron Brockovich.
I want my points back, damn it. Because I feel like James Carville's probably in Charlie Wilson's role.
I think you're right, too, Dylan. Yeah.
Oh, this is just a shambles. This is what happens when I rush the game. Hang on, he did send over
I could be mistaken.
I guarantee you're right.
Oh, okay.
I think you are as well. I just would like my internet to fucking work.
I mean, they're the same person, right?
They're just very similar.
In a good way. We like them. Yeah. Keep it positive.
It is Sandra Bullock.
It is Sandra Bullock, yes.
Okay, I totally accept getting my points back. I'm still in the hole.
I'm just trying to find a replacement question.
I want somebody that listens to the math on how many I got right today and how far behind, how many Heather got right today and how I've just self-destructed myself.
I was getting them right and then I stopped getting them right.
Okay, he didn't. Rob did not put an actress in the question. I kind of rewrote his questions. I added the wrong actress's name, so that is entirely on me.
Whoops.
Yep. So, okay. Because his original question was name the documentary and the non-documentary of the feature film. So, I'm just going to use his replacement question. Dylan and Heather, you get your points back.
Yay! Sorry. Dylan, we're big winners today!
I'm rich, bitch!
You are.
There.
Can you help me with some of my debt?
For 1,000 points... name the film and the feature film that depicted the story of the first gay LA councilman.
Kai. Oh, shit.
Oh.
You said LA.
Heather, it's not.
I'm sorry, can I get the question? Did you want both names?
Yes, so the feature film and the document that depicted the story of the first gay LA councilman.
Oh, I thought you just wanted the movie.
It doesn't matter. I'm thinking, Frisco, I think.
It doesn't like to be called Frisco. Okay.
San Francisco. Oakland! What is milk? It's not milk.
Close.
3, 2, 1. Dude, that is incorrect. Heather, Dylan, do you want to have a go?
No.
We're looking for what is the times of Harvey Milk and Milk. So you're half right.
Oh!
Yep.
Didn't I say councilwoman?
Councilman.
No, councilman.
I didn't know what the second one
was. And he was San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You said L.A.
I'm reading the question.
Oh, my God. Let's just scrap this question.
Yeah, this one's gone. There was no 1,000-point question.
I'll take half credit.
Okay. I love that across that, everyone lost 1,000 points in one of the questions. okay. So we've got 400 to 1,000 left in Guillermo del Toro. Kai, the board is yours.
Forever. 400.
For 400 points. With del Toro, these two round out the Mexican filmmaker. With del Toro, Kai.
Who are Alfonso Cuarón and Pedro Almodóvar?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Start again.
With del Toro, these two round out the Mexican filmmakers affectionately called the Three Amigos.
Who did I leave off of that?
Dylan.
Dylan. One of those is right.
Who are Cuarón and Iñárritu?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
He's the one I always forget.
Yeah.
I was like the Birdman guy, the Revenant guy. That guy.
Oh, yeah.
The one with the Oscars.
Skip going.
They all have one. For 600 points, this film, his first, took home Best Feature during the International Critics Week at Cannes, which doesn't suck. I'm reading the question verbatim. This film, his first, took home Best Feature during the International Critics Week at Cannes, which doesn't suck.
Is that the, orphanage one? But not El Orphanage, the other
one. Wait, we're still talking about...
Guillermo del Toro. Yeah.
Kai.
No,
I don't think this is right. I think this is one. What is the Devil's Backbone?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Yeah. I think that was his second film.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's Oh my God. No, that's not right.
Three, two,
it's
one.
It's a vampire one. Isn't
looking
it?
For what is Kronos? Kronos,
yeah,
which is a vampire film, so it doesn't suck. Was a pun.
Yeah.
Dylan. Doesn't suck.
Keep going.
That's a daily double for Dylan.
Yeah, bet it all, man.
Dylan, you have 5,200
yeah,
points.
You still have the board? I thought I had the board.
No,
no, Dylan. Yeah, Dylan has 5,200 points. Kai has negative 1,100. Heather has negative 900. And I did hear someone say bet it all, so I'm going to assume that you're betting everything.
No.
Yeah, betting all.
No, it's fine. Kai is Dylan's lawyer, so he's making.
I will bet 2,000.
Okay. Wow. For 2,000 points, just for Dylan, he co-authored this book, the first in a trilogy he wrote, and later adapted it into a TV series of the same name.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, what, Kai? Oh my God, it's so easy. Oh my God, you can't remember.
I don't want to say, because you have a lot on the line. Not that it matters you're going to win, but I'll say it as soon as you guess.
What is Horton Hears a Who?
No, it's a vampire show, and I'm blanking on the name.
Of course you are.
Sorry, but that is incorrect. We're looking for what is The Strain.
The Strain.
Oh yeah. I started watching that.
For 1,000 points, Heather, you get this right, and you are in positives.
Yeah.
For 1,000 points, Del Toro was nominated for Best Original Screenplay at the Oscars for these two films, losing to Little Miss Sunshine and Get Out.
Kai. I have to just guess. So, what is Pan's Labyrinth? Is the Sunshine Year? And what is
Dylan next?
What is no? I've got it. I just got to think of the goddamn name. It's got the fish person in it, and the girl I like, and I'm gonna blank on it because it's the love movie with the mermaid guy. In her bathtub, and
Amelie,
I hate life right now.
What's in the bathtub with the fish man?
A woman?
Yeah.
A lady?
What substance woman? is in?
What name should be in there? Come on, Kai, you can
Butter?
Do it.
Okay. And like,
just walk me through it. I'm in the
okay.
Neck.
I'm trying to. Okay, four words. First word. it's the something water. That's as far as I'm going to go.
What's a circle?
Okay, there we go. You got it. Correct. Hurrah.
Jesus.
It matters not because you're still in negatives.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely for seniors.
So at the end of round two, the scores are Heather is in third place with minus 900 points. Kai is in second with minus 100. And Dylan is in first place. With 3,200.
Oh,
Dylan wins.
Oh, and he turns his camera on now that he's basically won, so we can see his glowing.
Just so he possible. Can brag.
We are still going to play Final Amity because I wrote a question, goddammit. And everyone's going to play for shits and giggles. So, for Final Amity, I'm going to give you the category type heading. You then tell me how many points you want to bid, etc. secretly, and we'll go from there. So the category title is James Cameron. Okay, the question is, at the time of recording, Avatar has just rightfully reclaimed its title as the highest grossing film of all time.
Oh God.
To date, its director James Cameron has been married 5 times. How many of those wives have acted in his films? Have all the answers back in. We're back in. Heather has negative 900 points, and she bet everything. Everything in the whole goddamn world.
I did.
And she answered 3. Kai has negative 100 points, and he also bet everything in the goddamn world, and he also answered 3. And Dylan has 3,200 points, and he bid $3,199.
Is it two?
And 99 cents. And he also bid three.
It's going to be four.
And everyone is incorrect, because it's two.
Yeah, it's Linda Hamilton and then the girl from Titanic.
It is
Susie Amos.
Yeah. Linda Hamilton and Susie Amos from Terminator, Terminator 2, and Titanic. Sharon Williams. Sharon Williams was his first wife. I don't believe she worked in film. Gail Ann Hurd was a producer, and Catherine Bigelow was a director. None of them appeared in any of his films. So Dylan wins the game with $1.
$1, Bob.
Hey, it still counts. So congratulations, Dylan. As you've won, you get to come back for the next round, whenever that may be. And you get to plug first. Do you have anything you wish to promote?
Oh, God. I have nothing to plug. Okay. Outlets into walls. There you go.
No worries. Okay, Kai.
Living that life.
Kai, any plugs?
Yeah. So the first thing I'd like to plug, if you don't mind, is my website and my art Instagram. So kaibparker.com to see all my art. At the amazing Kiderman on Instagram to follow my art. And I just did all the artwork for Scott's Rhyme Time's new album, Season 4, which is available now, so please buy a copy. And then Heather and I have, like, a little bit of an announcement in that we just posted the final episode of Man I Love Films podcast. It's ending after 115 episodes, and Man I Love Fun is starting next month and will be available streaming and as a podcast.
Do we need to resubscribe somewhere on our podcast streaming apps?
You will. Yep, you will.
But it's the same acronym. But
Heather and I have done the podcast since July of 2010, minus like a couple year hiatus. We've been pretty diligent about doing it, and we like doing it. And we came back to it this time, older in our life, very hard, with the attitude of we're not going to get stressed out by it. We wanted to have fun. And we also talked about wanting to expand, although it's going to be a film-centric show still, I think, in a lot of ways, because that's just who we are. And the structure is going to be very similar to what you know and love. But we wanted to expand what we could do and remind ourselves that it's meant to be a fun experience. So we're kind of rebranding the show and taking it out a little larger than what we do now. So we're excited about it. We just dumped a bunch of money into it. And Scott is actually going to be our first guest once we're up and running, hopefully by the beginning of next month.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Mostly we're really doing this just so everyone can see how pretty Kai is and all his toys.
Yeah, it's like we hit 40. It's
every show, you know what we should do? We should do every show. We should have you introduce one of your toys to everyone.
Oh, God, we're going to do a lot of episodes.
I know.
You can't buy any more until you've introduced them all.
Nope.
Very nice. Well, congratulations to the pair of you.
Thank you.
I look forward to listening to many more episodes, and I'll be back on any time you have me.
We'll think about it.
Okay, fair.
I thought about it. You can come on soon.
No,
yeah,
you.
Me.
I have way more pull than you guys.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to listening to what new directions the show comes in. As for me, you can read my writings over at lifeversusfilm.com. And the other podcast is Deep Blue Sea, the podcast, where we're covering Deep Blue Sea chapter by chapter. Currently going through Deep Blue Sea 2, which is a lesser film than Deep Blue Sea, but we're still covering it anyway. And after that will be Deep Blue Sea 3. We had a recent episode where we interviewed the director of Deep Blue Sea 3, John Pogue. We had a great chat with him, so let's check that out. Watch Deep Blue Sea 3 first, we kind of spoil some bits. And Deep Blue Sea 3 is worth watching. And that's about it.
You do this all day, but there's...
Beers to be... There's Amaretto and Coke to be drunk, and... Films to be...
Yeah, coke to be snorted, beer to be drank. Let's go get fucked up. Yeah. We'll forget we did this.
So we'll come back back next month for another Lampity game.
Do it this time.
With another three contestants. And as for today's show, I'd like to thank Dylan Fields, Kai Parker, and Heather Baxendale from the MILFcast, or the Man of Funcast now, yeah. Excellent. Thank you all for being here.
Party time.
Thanks for having us.
Excellent.
Cheers.
Thank you.
See you next month. Bye.
7 goats go to hell.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.